Zakt der heilige Mishnah weiter, im Sech des Erichen, Perik Tess, Mishnah Beis. I sold my field, and now I want to be paid it. How much do I have to pay? Well, it's based on the price that I got for it. And I'm sure you remember that depends on how many years it is before Yovel. Lemoshel, if the field was sold 10 years before Yovel for 100 dinarim, so the price per year is 10 dinars. So if I want to get it back 5 years later, how much am I going to pay? 50 dinarim. 50 dinars for the 5 years that still remain until Yovel. So now, machra l'rishon b'mon. I have a stay achuza, and I sold the field to the first buyer for a mon. A mon is the same as 100 dinarim. Imachar harishon l'sheini b'mesayim. Then the first buyer sold it to the second buyer for 200 dinarim. Could the first buyer sell the field? Yeah. He actually sells his rights. So all the halachas that are negeya to the first buyer are now negeya to the second buyer. Just like the first buyer had to return the field when Yovel came, the second buyer will have to return it to me by Yovel also. But now I want to redeem the field. But at which price? Zak the Mishnah, einoy mechashev. I don't make the cheshbon ela im harishon. I'm going to say to the person, look, you bought it from the person I bought it from. I only know the person I bought it from. And I sold it to him for 100 dinars, and it was 10 years before Yovel. That's 10 per year. There are 5 years till Yovel. I'm giving you 50. He's going to tell you, what do you mean? I bought it for 200. I go according to what I got from the first one, and you are the second buyer. How do I know this? Shenema, because the pasuk says, Le'isha shemachaloi. The complete pasuk, v'chisha v'shnei mimkarei, v'heisha v'sho'odev l'isha shemachaloi, v'shav lachuzasai. The owner shall calculate the years of the sale, and the pasuk goes on to say, l'isha shemachaloi, to the man whom he sold it to. Who did I sell it to? The first one. I don't know from the second one. Now what happens if it's the other way around, says the Mishnah? Machra l'rishon b'mesayim. I, the owner of this field that I yashined from my parents, I sold the field to the first buyer for 200 dinars. Umachar harishon l'sheni b'mana. Then the first buyer sold it for a loss. He sold it to the second buyer for half the price for 100 dinars. Then we say, einoy mechashev ela im ha'achrayin. Guess what? Now suddenly I do know the second person. And if it's 5 years before Yovel, I'm going to pay 50, not 100. Shenema, because the pasuk says lo ish. Let's listen to the pasuk again. V'chisha v'shnei mimkari v'heisha v'sa'odev lo ish ha'shem macholai. That's what we said till now. That it goes according to the person that I sold it to. But really the word lo ish is extra. It could have said v'chisha v'shnei mimkari v'heisha v'sa'odev. To whom? Ha'shem macholai. I know it's the person. It doesn't have to say lo ish. So therefore we understand that sometimes v'heisha v'sa'odev lo ish. To the man who has the field now. That's what the pasuk is trying to say. There are times I deal with the second buyer. That's what the Mishnah Mishnah le'ish, we darshan le'ish asha b'soicha. Wait, so sometimes it goes after the price to the first buyer. That's when you learn the pasuk, v'chisha v'shnei mimkari v'heisha v'so'odev le'ish asher machaloi. And sometimes because there's an extra le'ish here, we say, no, v'heisha v'so'odev le'ish. Who's on the field now? So when does it go after the first buyer? And when does it go after the second buyer? And the answer is that we know from Difim Sukkim that the Torah wants to make it as easy as possible for someone to get back his stay achuza. The stay achuza was given to Yeshua, to this person that's supposed to go down the line from child to child to child. And memela, we understand that if the price is cheaper to get it back from the first, we go after the first buyer. And if the price to redeem it, to get it back to the second buyer would be cheaper, we go after the second buyer. Weiter says the Mishnah, Lo yimkar berachayk v'yigl b'karev. I had two fields that I yarshined. One was far, one was close. I sold the one that was close to me. I want to get it back. I don't have the money to redeem it. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sell the one that's far, which I didn't sell yet, to buy the one that's close. Can't do it. Lo yimker berachayk. Don't sell the far away, stay achuza, the yigal bakar, so you can redeem the close one that you sold already. Weiter says the Mishnah, Berav Yigal B'Yafa. Let's say I have two fields. One is not such a good field, that I still have. There was a much better field that I sold. So I want to sell the not so good field and use the money to redeem the better field. Can't do it. That's what it means. You can't sell Berav, the bad field, so that the Yigal B'Yafa is going to redeem the good one. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, Lo Yilva V'Yigal. You can't borrow money and use that money to redeem the field. He has to use his own money. Let's say I say, look, I sold my stay achuzah. I don't have enough money to redeem the whole field, but I can redeem half. I have enough money for that. So can we do half now and half later? No. Wait until you have enough money for the whole field and do the whole field in one time. However, this is all benegaya, redeeming a stay achuzah. The Mishnah concludes, a behegdish, in the case of a field that I was magdish, mutar bekula. I can sell a stay achuzah and use the money to be paid to the field that I gave to Hegdish. I can borrow money to be paid to the field I gave to Hegdish. I can do it half at a time. This is one way. It's usually not that way, but here's one way where it's different. There's a greater chumrah in regard to the halachis of Hegdish, which means non-Hegdish, ordinary things, maybe Hegdish, because by Astei Achuzah I have these restrictions, by Hegdish I don't. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah. I sold the stay achuzah to someone for a mana. That's 100 dinarim. He sold it to someone else for 200. I want to redeem it now. It goes according to the cheaper price. That's learned from the pasuk la'isha shemachaloi. That I make the cheshbon with the person I sold the field to. But if it was the other way around, if I sold it to the first person for 200 and he sold it for a loss, he sold it to the second person for 100, I redeem it at the cheaper price. And that's learned from the pasuk. La ish. The ish is extra. Sometimes it goes after the ish that's in the field now. And being that the pasuk is like sending us in two different directions, sometimes to the first, sometimes to the second, so we know from a third pasuk that the pasuk is trying to make it as easy as possible to redeem a field that is a stei achuzah. Then the Mishnah told us, this is learned from Sukkim, all these halachais, I can't sell a stei achuzah that's far away from me in order to redeem a stei achuzah that I already sold that's near. For that matter, I can't sell a stei achuzah which I didn't sell yet, which isn't so good, to redeem one that is good that I already sold. I can't borrow to redeem a stei achuzah, to be goyal a stei achuzah. It has to be money that I have in my possession, and I can't do it half at a time. Hegdish does not have these restrictions, and this is one of the few ways where there's an exception to the rule, but there's a chumrah by Hegdish, by non-Hegdish more so than Hegdish.